In transmission.
I doubt that very much. The actual time is 1930 UTC. And this, my friends, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I am down by heat and pain today, but that doesn't matter because the first thing we need to do is go to the numbers. So let's ask the numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 193, number 195, number 231, number 263, number 264, number 275. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady, but the quality of your transmission is suffering. All right, speaking of suffering, oh my God, it's another very, very hot day. I'm not doing super great. All of my problems internalized yesterday. I cannot leave the house. I'm not having the funnest time, but yeah, I don't know. It's all kind of weird. It's all kind of weird, and let me tell you why. Allow me to bore you with the rantings of a madman. We got to leave the room to do this, though. I did manage to go to the store yesterday, though, early. Because regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I can't go to the store at night when it's cool because we're under curfew because the COVID-19 and cops. Cops will bust your ass. So I had to go to the store during the day yesterday. That was a problem. It was not pretty. It was not a fun thing to do. However, I did buy some food. What did I buy? I had to buy sandwich stuff because I need to eat some cold food. Because all the other food I have is food that it has to be cooked and is therefore hot. And I can't eat hot food when I am hot. Otherwise, I will get even more sickerer. So I bought, you know, my two little loaves of bread, some Black Forest ham, some baby Swiss cheese, some lettuce, a tomato, you know, all the good kind of stuff I need for sandwiches. And then I thought, oh, I better buy some potato chips. Oh, great. What? Somebody has arrived and decided to interrupt our important discussion. Hello. Who is this? Who is this baby down here? What are you doing standing in front of the door? We're not going to go outside. It's too hot. It's too hot. Do you want to talk on the radio? No. Are you sure you don't want to talk on the radio? Okay, I guess this. Now we're walking back into the kitchen, because I guess now we need to get the kitty water. You want some kitty water? You want some kitty waters? All right, fine. We're just going to get the kitty waters here. Yeah, I'm gonna get some kitty waters for you. So we pick up the kitty water cup, which has exactly 2 millimeters of water gone, measuring down from the top, which means it is 100% empty. So now we gotta fill the cup so full that only surface tension is keeping the water from falling over. Oh, look at this. Is this what you want? Yes, this is what a kitty wants. There it is, some kitty water for you. Okay, back to business. Are you going to drink that kitty water or just look at it? Because right now we're just looking at it. What? Okay, there we go. Cat is now drinking the kitty water. Anyway, I bought all my sandwich stuff, and then I thought, oh, I can't have my sandwich without having some potato chips. And I started to think, what kind of potato chips do I want? Do I want sour cream and onion, or do I want barbecued flavor? Oh, wait, is that... Yeah. There goes track team girl. There's this girl that lives in my neighborhood. I'm not sure where she lives. But she's like high school age. And I think she's on the track team because she's always running. I think she runs cross country or something. What? Now we're back to the Yangy cat business. What is it? No kitties are going outside. We're not going outside. What do you think about that? You're supposed to meow into the microphone. When I put the microphone in front of your face, you're supposed to say, Yang! Now, so back to what I was talking about. Potato chips. I thought, yeah, I think I'll have some barbecue potato chips. So after I got all of my sandwich making materials and some other stuff, which we'll get into in a minute, I went into the potato chip aisle only to discover that the summer potato chip flavors have arrived. That's right. Maybe you have not noticed this, but potato chips are kind of seasonal. And in the winter, you can't get very many creative flavors of potato chips, at least not as much as you can in the summer. Why? Because people buy more potato chips in the summer, blah, blah, blah. And I went to the potato chip aisle to find my barbecue. Oh, God damn it. What do you want? What does a kitty want? I went to the potato chip aisle to find my barbecue potato chips. Yeah, we hear you. Everybody on the non-radio can hear your kitty ass yanging. So I get to the potato chip aisle, find my brand of potato chips, which I won't mention because they're not sponsoring me. If this potato chip company wants me to mention their brand name on my radio show, they're going to have to send me at least a case of potato chips. Yes, do you think that they will send me some potato chips? This is an American company, potato chip company, that has a strange relationship with Walkers in the UK. Walkers, the famous potato chip company that gave us Jamie Vardy potato chips. Thank you, Walkers. That's Jamie Vardy. Look it up. Jamie Vardy is my hero. Anyway, so there I am, standing there looking for my barbecue potato chips, when suddenly I see other things. There are multiple barbecue flavors. That's right. There's regular barbecue flavors, the one that they always have. And then there was, I don't even remember what the other one is. And I think they make a KC Masterpiece one too, but I didn't see that one. And then they had these, the Sweet Southern Heat barbecue flavor. And I thought, okay. Oh, I remember the other ones. The other ones were honey barbecue. So what's the difference between the honey hot barbecue ones and these Sweet Southern Heat barbecue? I don't know. I'm not even going to bother to find out. I just bought the Sweet Southern Heat barbecue potato chips. So now I have potato chips to eat with my sandwich today. Pretty damn happy about it. Woo! Also, when I was at the store, I thought I'd better get something to drink. Well, that wasn't exactly how it went down. Basically, what happened was I said to myself, I better get some bananas. Because with all these muscle problems and crap that I'm... The whole leg deal is pissing me off. And so I thought, okay, maybe I just need to eat some more bananas. Gotta wipe... What's spilled here? I gotta wipe up this spill. So I bought some bananas. I bought 50 cents worth of bananas. I got 4 bananas out of the deal. How come bananas are so cheap? If I could stand to eat bananas, I would buy more. Turns out I hate freaking bananas. How did I find this out yesterday? So anyway, I bought the bananas and I thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to eat the bananas. I'm going to have to drink the bananas. I'm going to have to get some stuff like some juice. And so I'm going to have to make smoothies or something, but I don't have ice because of the whole ice problem and blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, I bought the 4 bananas. I also bought some juice. And this is just the funnest juice ever. It's orange, peach, mango. And it even has other fruits in it. Apple juice, grape, just and probably pear juice too. Because, you know, that's the undifferentiated juice that's in all juices. So I got this mega melange of fruit. And I highly recommend this stuff, but I can't mention the brand name because they're not giving me any free juice. And then when I was looking for other, I wanted something else. When I was looking for juice, I thought, okay, I got to go over there by the creamers and find something creamy so I can make a smoothie type of drink. And I can't drink milk. And I don't like yogurt because some yogurts, because it's alive, it just does weird things to my guts and blah, blah, blah. And that's when I found this new stuff. Okay, everybody can hear you. Is this the Pippa show today? Is this dubious Pippa committee? Why are you staring at your kitty cup? I already filled it up with water. That's because you're a baby, huh? Yes, you're a little bonkin' boobs. So I bought this stuff that's apparently supposed to be coffee creamer. And, I don't know what this stuff is. But it says super creamer, protein plus MCT oil. Do not know what MCT oil is. 0 grams sugar, good. 50 calories, don't care. 3 grams of protein, very, very good. I'm a very protein shortage type of person. No lactose, no gluten, yay. Those are the things that bother me. No carrageenan, don't care. No sugar alcohol, that's too bad. I love sugar alcohols. They're so weird. So what is this stuff? Yeah, I'm reading the ingredients. Purified water. Whey protein. Concentrate. Cream. What? Coconut MCT oil. Monk fruit natural flavor. Potassium phosphate. And I cannot read it. Some kind of gum. Not gum arabic. Not acacia gum. It. Gelling gum or something. All right. So I'm sitting here thinking, do I need to make one of my drinks right now? I am kind of hot, but no. I should probably wait until after I eat because I don't know. This stuff with all the coconut oil in it, I thought it might be coconut oil. I'm not sure if that's doing me any good in the guts department, but that's neither here nor there. Coconut oil. It's always coconut oil. And that, speaking of coconuts, I walked down the frozen... Before I went to the already made juice section of the grocery store, I went down the frozen juice concentrate aisle to see if I could find my pina colada mixer. Okay, and no, they barely have any orange juice or any, they don't have any of the exotic stuff at all because, you know, commodities and no rain checks and, oh, it's the pandemic and we can't. Okay, am I to understand that we can't have pina coladas because of the pandemic? Does this make any sense to anybody? Nothing makes sense to me anymore. Is it just me? Or... I hate to ask this. Am I getting too old? Is that even possible? Yes, it is true that I am old, but I am cool. I'm one of those rare, cool old people. I have no idea what to do or think at this point. I feel like I'm going to need to be advised in this matter. I need some advice. And where's the best place to go for advice in the 21st century? Well, the internet, of course. Wait, before we go on, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, 90210. Yes, normally we would go to 90210 for good advice here, but it's not on, so we got to go to the internet. I mean, come on, duh. And being as the internet is the new historical record of all things for all time, I think we're going to Malcolm X today. I mean, what with all the police brutality... And cops killing black folks. We need the wisdom of Malcolm now more than ever. So.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh, I don't mean to be disrespectful. Because I do love Malcolm X and everything he stands for, I live in Malcolm X's hometown, if you didn't realize that. But sometimes we just need to break things up with a little bit of, hey baby, you got girlfriend? So what are we going to do? Should I keep agitating? Should I remind everyone that the reason that we have guns is so that we can overthrow an oppressive government? Is it time to pick up arms? Who's to say? And I'll just also like to remind all true Americans that your economic stimulus check can be used to purchase guns. Guns and ammunition for these trying times.
Guns, guns.
The tractor door. The tractor door. Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness.
Carve this nation, 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 out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out nation, out Bible, he said, the Bible, carved, he said, and the Bible, carved this out machine, he said, machine, and the Bible, submachine gun, the Bible, and the submachine gun, carved this nation, brass knuckles, the submachine gun, and the Bible, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said, America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Yeah. The wilderness set by slag heat, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and
it's true. Your bullets can't see red, nor can they see blue. It all depends on who you point that gun at. It's time to decide. It might be time to decide. Who are we fighting here, kids? Are we gonna fight ourselves? Is that a smart thing to do? Or is it time for a revolution? I wouldn't know. Don't look at me. I'm a peaceful, law-abiding citizen who stays home when he's told by his governor. Oh my God. Which is absolutely hilarious if you have ever read anything I've ever written ever and have seen some of my favorite catchphrases. You'll know one of them. Anyway, I'm bored of talking. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of pressure building up, and when pressure starts to build up, things start to break, now don't they? Yeah, they do. And that causes bigger problems.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well.
Yeah, and of course you shouldn't read anything into my musical selections today. Yeah, it means nothing. That song was When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin. That was recorded, 50 years ago? That has nothing to do with what's going on today or going to Chicago. Nobody's going down now, and yeah, that just doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's all just a strange coincidence. Yes, it is. And speaking of strange coincidences, I'll probably have to find some strange coincidental excuse to go outside during the curfew again tonight. So that's going to be fun. I also advise everyone else to, you know, be law-abiding, be civilly obedient, you know, no matter what anybody else ever told you. Oh, my vision is getting wonky. I need to find something to eat. Is it time to eat my sandwich? Oh, hi. Guess who just showed up and is headbutting me? Hi, here comes Kitty. Well, Pippa's here, so I guess it's time for me to do some kitty business. Hi, yes, you want to do some kitty business? That means we have to end the Dubious Goals Committee. So let's just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Start the Goddamn Revolution Today. I'm Getting Too Pissed Off Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm sitting on the floor petting my cat, waiting for the revolution to start, and it looks like I might be sitting here a while.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.